Ford Motor Company has announced a recall of 8.7 million cars and trucks in the U.S. and Canada to fix a potential wiring defect which has been blamed for some 2,000 vehicle fires. 13 different models built between 1985 and 1993 are involved. The recall comes in the midst of an investigation by federal auto safety regulators. Until today, Ford had not acknowledged there was any problem. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Detroit.
This is the largest safety recall ever by a single automobile manufacturer. On the list are certain model years of the Escort, Tempo, Topaz, Mustang, Thunderbird, Cougar, Lincoln Town Car, and several light trucks. The problem is an ignition switch defect. The wiring in the switch, which is located inside the steering column, can short circuit. That can lead to overheating and possibly a fire. Ford spokesman John Harmon.
We're recalling this large population of vehicles, even though it's been a small number that have experienced the problem, because we want to let our customers know that we take this issue very seriously. You got to take it seriously anytime a fire is involved. We want to make sure that we take care of this issue before there are serious injuries in the United States or Canada.
If the problem occurs while the vehicle is being operated, then the driver will smell smoke. But in a small number of cases, fires have started when the vehicle was parked and shut off. Cars and trucks have caught fire on the street, in driveways, even in garages. As large as this recall is, it does not include every vehicle equipped with this particular ignition switch. It's estimated that some 23 million Ford vehicles, dating back to 1983, have similar ignition systems. Critics say the recall should be larger, but the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Mike Brownlee today applauded Ford's action.
The agency's role from here on out certainly will be to oversee the conduct of this recall. We are going to continue monitoring this issue to make sure that the fix that Ford has come up with and the number of vehicles that are being recalled is the appropriate number.
Ford says vehicles built before 1988 are slightly different and are thus not included in the recall. Deb Goldgen of Marietta, Georgia, is less than pleased by all of this. Her truck burned up in her driveway at 2 in the morning 5 months ago. It was built in 1985, so it's not eligible for the recall.
It's so sad. Our truck was a friend. Our truck brought us down to Georgia from Alaska. It was a friend. I had to have it towed out of the driveway because I wanted to cry every time I looked at it.
Goldgen says she hopes the recall is eventually expanded. In the meantime, she will remain one of Ford's most persistent critics on this topic. She has created a homepage on the internet called the Flaming Ford Owners Page to serve as a clearinghouse for information. The page has been up about a month now and features a color photo of her burned-out truck. Even though this recall doesn't go far enough for some, it will certainly be expensive for Ford. Each repair will cost roughly $100. Analysts say it's likely only about 20 to 25% of eligible vehicle owners will actually participate. Even so, that would cost the company more than $200 million. This is Don Gagne in Detroit.